local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
706 FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. 45 degrees outside the FM Talk 106.5 studios, but don't worry, it's going to warm up, and we do have a very nice weekend on tap. How nice? Well, we'll let Dr. Bill Williams fill that in for you in just a minute, but right now we start off the 7 o'clock hour on this Friday with Kane and your traffic update right here on Mobile Mornings.
For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Old Pass Cagoula Road, just west of Grand Bay Wilmer Road. We've got a new accident with injuries. Also still wrapping up an accident at Lot Road in Sharpless. That's going to be with three trucks involved. A good ride so far across the Bayway and the Causeway. Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fork checking in accident free. Built in the 1890s, Azalea Manor at 751 Dolphin Street in downtown Mobile is the perfect place for luxurious weddings, receptions, and parties. And this summer, you can get a free rental of the facility. Just treat your guests to Host Bar. See them at AzaleaManorMobile.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast in six sunny skies today with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cool, lows in the mid-40s. Then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron. May I help you?
Ron, this is worse than all the rest.
Yikes. Let's hear it.
Last month, I took the boys hunting. The missus needed my truck while I was there, so she came to the camp. She takes the kids and the dogs and the cats and a chair to mama's and left me her Jag to get back home in. So wouldn't you know, the next morning, I'm on the stand, and the biggest buck I've seen in years, a 10-point, walks in front of me. Squeeze the trigger, bam, got him. Can't describe to you the feeling, you know, I was fired up. But by the time I got back to the camp, everybody was gone. Of course, there's no cell service. So I did what I had to do. I cleaned the buck and laid some plastic in the trunk, loaded up the buck, and headed home. It was all good until I noticed an antler had torn the plastic, and what a mess. So I took the car to the detailer, and today the missus sees the credit card bill for the deer processing and the car detailing. So now I need something really sparkly.
I'll get the crew looking for something really special right away.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store, at 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
708 FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. You know, we're in the midst of March Madness. Yesterday was officially day one of the tournament. 16 games yesterday, 16 games today, and then tomorrow begins the round of 32, which, by the way, Auburn did move into the second round, and they'll be playing Kansas. And that tip-off is set for right around 8:40, 8:50 tomorrow night, a very late game since they're playing over in Salt Lake City. Good news for Auburn because they get a little extra time off. But if you want to listen to it, of course, you can hear it right here on FM Talk 106.5. Pre-game will probably start around 8. I'm waiting for word to come down, but the game will definitely be on by tip-off. So that's coming up tomorrow night. But if you're doing the whole March Madness thing and you're getting a party together, no better place to get your party supplies than Cottage Hill Package Store at the corner of Cottage Hill and Hillcrest. They've got all the craft beer you could possibly want, all the spirits, and if you're not exactly into March Madness, or maybe you are, but you like wine a lot, tonight they have a wine tasting. Jackie from Alabama Crown will be there at Cottage Hill Package. They're going to have the Vanderpump Rosé Wine, the Amber Falls Madame Muscadine, Ferrari Serrano Pinot Grigio, Jelly Jar Red Blend, and Riata Pinot Noir. So all those wines will be available for tasting tonight at Cottage Hill Package Store. And if wine's not your thing, of course, you can pick up some craft beer, you can get some spirits, and you can go ahead and get those victory cigars if your team is planning to move into the further rounds. So that's Cottage Hill Package Store, corner of Cottage Hill and Hillcrest. I absolutely love going there, especially when I'm entertaining people at my house. Good stuff. 710 on FM Talk 106.5. Time to check the headlines for this Friday morning. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Dalton. Good morning, everyone. Sad news to report as U.S. forces confirmed that two American service members have been killed today during an operation in Afghanistan. U.S. and NATO Resolute Support Mission says that those Americans were killed while conducting an operation. In accordance with the U.S. Department of Defense policy, the names of the service members killed in action are being withheld until after they're able to notify next of kin. At this point, there are about 14,000 U.S. forces in Afghanistan supporting Afghan forces as they struggle with the resurgence of the Taliban, who hold basically about half of the country in their stronghold. That's sad news report overnight. We, of course, will get more information and we'll pass it on to you as to names, which forces, armed forces, these two proud Americans served in. We will bring that to you if we're able to do that throughout this morning or throughout the day, and of course online as well. Closer to home, news out of Montgomery this morning, as the Alabama Senate has approved a bill to abolish judge-signed marriage licenses. So what's the issue, you ask? Well, the probate judges who continue to object to giving marriage licenses to same-sex couples. On Thursday, senators approved the bill on a 26-0 vote. So this bill now moves to the Alabama House of Representatives. Under this bill, soon-to-be-married couples would receive a form from their local courthouse to get married, but the form would not be called a license. You know, it's 3 years after Supreme Court ruling where at least eight Alabama counties still will not issue marriage licenses. Republican Senator Greg Albertine of Range, well, he's worked on the bill for several years. He says he's just trying to reach a compromise so marriage licenses can be issued in all counties. His bill has passed the Senate in previous years, but has died in the House. Senator says he remains optimistic about it passing this year. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thanks, Kelly. 712 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Coming up, we got your WKRG news and sports on the way right here on FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by Cart Doctor's Street Legal Cart Sale. With an overflowing inventory and the best prices of the year, choose from the Icon brand, Tomberlin, and Star, all on sale through March at Cart Doctor.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A judge will decide today whether an illegal immigrant charged with vehicular homicide should be granted a bond. Domingo Marcus Diego is 16 years old. Investigators say he was driving on Highway 98 Monday morning when he crashed head-on into Sonia Jones. Diego tried to run from the scene, according to police, but collapsed and was arrested. Jones was a beloved teacher at Living Word Christian Center at Kingdom Academy.
It was just really devastating. It was shocking.
To Northwest Florida, lawmakers will unveil a new specialty license plate honoring the Navy's Blue Angels. The plate will need legislative approval before it's offered to Florida drivers. An announcement is scheduled for 11 this morning at the National Museum of Naval Aviation. It appears Alabama's Avery Johnson has coached his last game at the school. AL.com reports the two sides are negotiating a buyout that would end Johnson's tenure in Tuscaloosa. Wednesday, the Crimson Tide lost to Norfolk State at home in the first round of the NIT. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG.
And Hardee's, we change deals forever. Deals used to be a way to get rid of the unpopular stuff. Well, Hardee's thinks deals should sell the best stuff for $2.49, which is why this Hardee value serves up a juicy charbroiled bacon double cheeseburger, our hot ham and cheese, or hand-breaded chicken in our Southern-style tender sandwich, each for only $2.49. One day, historians will look back on this Hardee value as a turning point for deal variety and quality. Historians like to make a big deal out of big deals. Hardee's, because it tastes better.
Offer available for a limited time after regular breakfast hours at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
We all play a role in keeping our community safe.
Every day, we move in and out of each other's busy lives.
It's easy to take for granted all the little moments that make up our everyday.
Some are good, others not so much.
But that's life.
It's when something doesn't seem quite right that it's time to pay attention.
Because only you know what's not supposed to be in your everyday.
So protect your everyday.
If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
714 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Let's check in with Larry Kirby from LCM Motor Cars. Good morning, Larry.
Morning, Dalton. How are you this pretty morning?
Hey, I am doing fantastic. And, you know, spring has begun. Great time to get out and check out the lot at LCM Motor Cars if you're looking for a new vehicle. How's the inventory looking?
Inventory's great. We got a lot full. We've gotten a little low, but we've been buying them daily, so we got a great selection of just a little bit about everything. And matter of fact, for this pretty weather, we got three convertibles on the lot. One of them's a beautiful 2013 Mustang convertible with only 50,000 miles.
That is awesome. Nothing better than riding with the top down when the weather is as perfect as it is right now. Not too hot, not too cold. If anyone out there has a specific vehicle in mind that they're looking to buy, how would they get your crew to get out and start looking for it?
The best way is if they come by the lot on Highway 90 and just sit down with us. We get on the computer and pick out all the different options and colors and mileage and so forth. Or they can just call us at the lot. We'll go to work for them then.
All right. And what's that number, and where can they find you?
The number is 375-0068. They can find us at Highway 90 West of Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com, and please like us on Facebook.
All right. Thanks, Larry. Have a good one.
Thanks, Tom.
That's Larry Kirby checking in from LCM Motor Cars. 716 now on FM Talk 106.5. Time for sports right here on Mobile Mornings. There were three upsets on the first day of March Madness. Avery Johnson's out at Alabama, and Ichiro says goodbye. March Madness officially began yesterday with all four SEC teams that took the court winning their first-round games. Auburn escaped a round one upset from 12-seed New Mexico State, with the Tigers winning 78-77 to move into the second round. Down by 2 points, New Mexico State missed a three-pointer with 1 second remaining, but Auburn's Bryce Brown was called for a foul. The Aggies' Terrell Brown only made one of the three free throw attempts, but the ball went out of bounds off of Auburn. So with 1 more second left, New Mexico State missed another three-pointer, and Auburn escaped with the win. They'll move into the round of 32 and take on number 4-seed Kansas tomorrow night after the Jayhawks yesterday beat number 13-seed Northeastern 87-53. In other first-round SEC games, number 3-seed LSU survived a late rally from 14-seed Yale to win 79-74. 10th-seeded Florida beat 7th-seeded Nevada 70-61. And number 2-seed Kentucky easily dispatched number 15-seed Abilene Christian 79-44. In some other games from around the NCAA yesterday, Richard Pitino's 10th-seeded Minnesota Gophers upset his father's former team, number 7-seed Louisville 86-76. 12th-seeded Murray State crushed number 5-seed Marquette 83-64. Top 5 NBA draft prospect Ja Morant had a triple-double with 17 points, 16 assists, and 11 rebounds. And former Fairhope Pirate Tevin Brown hit 5 three-pointers and led the Racers with 19 points. Also, number 4-seed Florida State beat number 13-seed Vermont 76-69. Today, the action gets started at 11:15 this morning when number 7-seed Cincinnati plays number 10-seed Iowa. Three SEC teams will be in action. 8-seed Ole Miss takes on number 9-seed Oklahoma at 11:40 this morning. The Rebels are favored by 1 point. Number 2-seed Tennessee will play number 15-seed Colgate at 1:45 this afternoon. The Vols are favored by 17.5. And number 5-seed Mississippi State will play number 12-seed Liberty at 6:30 tonight. The Bulldogs are favored by 6.5 points. Avery Johnson is out at Alabama. AL.com reported last night that the Tide men's basketball coach and the university are negotiating a buyout for Johnson's contract and will be parting ways. Alabama's season ended with an 18-16 record on Wednesday in a first-round NIT tournament loss to Norfolk State. Johnson had a 75-62 record and one NCAA tournament appearance in his 4 seasons with the Tide. In baseball news, the Oakland Athletics and Seattle Mariners started the MLB regular season with a 2-game series in Tokyo, Japan. Seattle won both games, and yesterday, Mariners outfielder Ichiro Suzuki played in the 2,653rd and final game of his MLB career. Ichiro was pulled in the 8th inning and left the field for the final time to a lengthy standing ovation from fans and teammates in his home country. The 45-year-old future Hall of Famer ends his career as the active hits leader and one of just 4 major league players to tally at least 3,000 hits and win at least 10 gold gloves. All-star first baseman Paul Goldschmidt and the St. Louis Cardinals are finalizing a 5-year extension for $130 million that will keep the 31-year-old with St. Louis through the 2024 season. The Cardinals acquired Goldschmidt in a trade with the Arizona Diamondbacks in December. The 6-time All-Star won 4 Silver Slugger Awards and 3 Gold Gloves in his 8 seasons with the Diamondbacks. And back in 2011, spent 103 games with the Mobile Bay Bears. Goldschmidt had a .306 batting average, 30 home runs, and 94 RBIs in his 1 season with the Bay Bears. He was named the Southern League MVP following that season. In NFL news, the Baltimore Ravens re-signed backup quarterback Robert Griffin III to a 2-year contract, and the Indianapolis Colts signed veteran outside linebacker Justin Houston to a 2-year, $24 million deal. On the PGA Tour, Joel Dahmen and Sepp Straka are tied for the lead at 5-under par after round one in the Valspar Championship in Palm Harbor, Florida. Luke Donald, Kevin Kisner, and Russell Knox are tied for second. one shot behind the leaders. And if you're looking for something fun to get into this weekend, head on over to the Mobile International Speedway for the Bandit Big Rig Series race. Watch Big Rigs race the half-mile track at speeds up to 100 miles an hour. The racing starts at 7 p.m. tomorrow, but the fun with pre-race activities begins at 10 in the morning with an 18-wheeler truck show, and the driver meet and greet comes up at 5 p.m. tomorrow. Kids 8 and under get in free with a paying adult. You can find out more at banditseries.com. 721 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. If you trade digital currencies like Bitcoin, then you've probably been struggling with all sorts of tax headaches. The IRS gave broad guidelines on crypto in 2014, but its new commissioner has said the agency will be watching those who try to game the system. For now, taxpayers have to follow the basic rule that the currency is considered property, so gains and losses have to be reported. And under the new tax law, swapping one digital token for another now triggers a capital gains tax bill. I'm Alexis Leondis, Bloomberg Radio.
As a jet car racer, Elaine Larson has had interesting experiences.
I hit a wall at 280 miles an hour.
While most of us don't race jet cars, we get that life comes with risk. But your retirement shouldn't. Elaine purchased an annuity to secure a guaranteed monthly retirement income for life, so her money won't stop working when she does. Find out if an annuity is right to protect your future at retireyourrisk.org.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's ByersCPA.com.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expects sunny skies today with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cool, lows in the mid-40s. Then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Ah, spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hard-working people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit ThompsonCat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
Hey, Sean Sullivan for the folks over at Grove Collaborative. A few weeks ago, I first heard of Grove Collaborative, and now we're customers. Grove makes healthier home products accessible and affordable, and over 500,000 families shop Grove.co for non-toxic dish soap, plant-based skincare, and tree-free bath tissue. Grove makes it easy to find the best natural, eco-friendly products online and then delivers them straight to your door so you can make better choices for your family with just one click. So we got our order last week and got a whole bunch of different products from their mop wood floor cleaner to the eucalyptus mint shower spray, which I've been using. Also, their Mrs. Meyer's spring multi-surface spray. So we've been using that in the kitchen. We've been using that in the kids' room as well. It is a heck of a cleaner. Even in the kitchen, I was commenting the other day, it cleans that granite countertop perfectly, and the nice thing is it's safe. You don't have, so now you can make a choice to have a healthy alternative that does a great or even better job of cleaning than the old products you were using. There's a huge selection of these items for you to check out, and you need to do this when you go to grove.co. Right now, you can try Grove before this exclusive spring offer runs out. For a limited time, y'all can get a three-piece cleaning set from Mrs. Meyer's Spring Scents, a free 60-day VIP membership, and a surprise bonus gift just for you when you sign up and place an order of $20 or more. It's an incredible deal. You'll get a bunch of free stuff from Mrs. Meyer's, like the spring hand soap and the dish soap and that multi-surface spray and a bunch more when you check out Grove. Check out Grove and the special offer at grove.co/mobile. It's grove.co, not .com, so just .co/mobile. grove.co/mobile. Check them out today. And yeah, check out that Mrs. Meyer's Spring Multi-Surface Spray. We love it.
Good morning, everyone. With the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, another accident, Old Pass Cagoula Road, just west of Grand Bay Wilmer Road, getting some attention. And state troopers there at Sharpless and Lawn Road. Three trucks involved in that one. Going to be there a while. So far, we look good across the Bayway and the Causeway. Veteran-owned Stone Arms, Inc. Home of the $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard, a quarter mile west of Snow Road. They're offering the newly announced military, veterans, and first responder 5% discount on everything in the store. See them at StoneArmsInc.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 726 on FM Talk 106.5. 46 degrees outside of our studios. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll talk with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. He'll give us the whole weekend forecast, and he'll put a number on it on the weekend weather scale. Can't wait for that. He said he has something good in line, so can't wait to hear what number he comes up with. Right now, it's time to check the news headlines for this Friday. Here's Kelly Finley.
And let me just add, you know, because many people, you know, you pay attention to the weather, especially for the weekend, because you want to do something fun. I saw online one of our great listeners, Tim Jordan, said he's walking this, he's walking his daughter down the aisle, but it was so cute how he said it. And Saturday, she's getting married, so of course you want your weather forecast. That's why you tune into Dr. Bill, so you get to know what's going on. I'll have to find it. Here it is. This is what he says. Walking this hot fireball down the aisle to be married Saturday. <That's, laughs> I love it. Good deal. Best wishes to the bride and groom. All right, let's get you to your headlines. In case you missed it, medicinal marijuana back in the news, especially here in the state of Alabama. State Rep Mike Ball, Republican from Huntsville, is also a former ABI agent, on Wednesday introduced House Bill 243 that would legalize medicinal marijuana here in Alabama. So if the name State Rep Ball sounds familiar, he's the very same lawmaker who sponsored bills which became Lenny's Law and Carly's Law for CBD oil use. His goal is to extend both of those laws. You see, Carly's Law passed back in 2014, and that law authorized a UAB study on CBD oil to treat seizure disorders. Well, that law expires July 1st, 2019. This bill would extend that law until January 1st, 2021. The law would create an exemption from the crime of marijuana possession for people with medical conditions who qualify for a valid medical cannabis card for the medical use of cannabis or marijuana. In 2016, Alabama passed Lenny's Law, which allowed patients who suffer from seizure disorders or other debilitating medical conditions to use that product, which comes from the marijuana plant. HB 243 also revises Lenny's Law and authorizes those over the age of 19 who have been diagnosed with a qualifying condition to obtain a medical cannabis card, and authorizes the use of cannabis for medicinal purposes. So this bill would establish the Alabama Medical Cannabis Commission and would require the commission to establish and administer a patient registry system, and that registers patients with qualifying medical conditions. The commission would issue these cards and licenses for cultivation, processing, transportation, manufacturing, and sale of cannabis in the state. This is a bipartisan bill and has 20 other co-sponsors. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thanks, Kelly. FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings rolls on. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams coming up next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Neighbors in one Navarre neighborhood are rallying around a military family who lost everything in a house fire. The fire started in the garage and quickly spread through the home on El Paso Drive. A woman and her son escaped that fire safely, but her husband is in the Air Force and currently deployed in Afghanistan. A Facebook fundraiser has raised about $8,000 for the family. You can find a link to that fundraiser on WKRG.com. The Baldwin County Board of Education has reached an agreement with the newly formed Gulf Shores City School District. Last month, Baldwin County was ordered by state school officials to pay the new school district $7 million as they split from the county. In the new agreement, Baldwin County will pay Gulf Shores $3 million for maintenance costs. Police are looking for a man they say robbed the Wood Forest Bank inside the Walmart on I-65 Service Road in Mobile. The suspect is a black man with a bald head. He was wearing a gray sweatshirt and glasses. Surveillance pictures outside the Walmart show a car police say may belong to the suspect. It's a late model Dodge Charger. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
It's tax back refund days on selected Browning safes at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes now until April 15th. Save like never before on Browning closeouts left in stock and receive a 10% rebate from Browning on select models. All Browning safes carry a lifetime replacement warranty against theft and fire, and when you buy a safe from Mike Ward's, you'll receive the utmost in security and a professional staff to deliver your safe right where you want it. That's at Mike Ward's, exit 5B at I-65 and Moffett Road. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
Trump has overturned U.S. policy regarding the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. Correspondent Olin Lieberman says that some see the president's decision and that of U.S. Secretary of State Pompeo as a Judeo-Christian win.
Pompeo, in an interview with a Christian news network, was asked, "Do you see the Lord at work here on behalf of Trump helping to protect Israel from Iran?" Pompeo says that's certainly a possibility here, and he sees the work of the Lord here. Also worth pointing out that very much matches the language of some religious leaders here, Jewish religious leaders here, who when Trump was elected said they see this as the coming of the Messiah.
A federal judge in San Francisco will hear arguments today on the Trump administration's policy of returning asylum seekers to Mexico instead of allowing them to wait in the U.S. Two American soldiers have been killed in Afghanistan. The operation they were involved in has not yet been revealed, nor have their names been released by the military. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Yet another snafu for Facebook, which acknowledges that it stored millions of user passwords for years in a readable format that its employees could access. The social media company disclosed that it didn't encrypt the passwords after a security researcher posted about the issue online. Facebook says there's no evidence that its employees abused access to the data. The company says the passwords were stored on internal company servers and no outsiders could access them. The eyewear giant that owns Ray-Ban, Lens Crafters, and other brands is in turmoil as a public fight breaks out between top executives over control of the company. Just 6 months after they created it in a merger of equals. Shares of EssilorLuxottica, the world's largest eyewear company, tumbled nearly 7% in Paris after a top executive accused other executives of violating the pact that created the company out of France's Essilor and Italy's Luxottica. On Wall Street, futures are moderately lower. And that's Your Money Now.
Easy-to-clean laminate floors make spring cleaning a breeze. At Lumber Liquidators, make it even easier with our best price guarantee. Right now, get our best-selling Woodlook laminate floors on sale up to 33% off. You can even get water-resistant laminate starting at just $1.99. Or easy-to-clean waterproof flooring up to 20% off. And let our professional installation contractors do the work for you. Special financing makes it easy to start your project today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
And get up first thing, smoke a cigarette. Before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. And eventually I just switched over, and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintrot and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings with Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley. Also joined by staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Well, good morning.
So a chilly start to this Friday morning, but I have a sneaky feeling that it's going to warm up and be pretty nice this weekend.
Yes, it is. In fact, we're rather chilly this morning because the low so far is 40 degrees at the airport, and temperatures are in the 30s over many areas, especially to the north of the city. Right now, Mount Vernon is at 35 degrees, over 3 degrees above freezing, whereas down on the coast around Dauphin Island, it's around 50 degrees. So we got a big change in temperature across the county. It's going to warm up into the 70s today. Looks like about 72 for this afternoon with a wind out of the north around 5 to 10 miles an hour. And then with clear skies tonight, it'd be another chilly night down into the low and mid-40s tomorrow morning. As for the weekend, looking really good with sunny skies and 75 for Saturday. And then Sunday, mostly sunny, again up to around 75 degrees. Now on Sunday night, clouds start moving in. In fact, we may start to see some of those clouds come in the afternoon on Sunday. And then on Monday, another front comes in, and there's a chance of some showers, again up around 75 degrees. After Monday, we'll get back to some cool, dry air. Tuesday and Wednesday, plenty of sunshine and highs in the upper 60s. So the only rain in the forecast between now and through the middle of next week is on Monday, and which we'll see some scattered showers and maybe a thunderstorm or two as that front comes through.
We've had a pretty nice window here without rain after seeing it so often. And you said we got rain coming up Monday, but I saw a report that this year they're expecting so much rain, and of course there's been flooding, awful flooding in the Midwest, but they've issued a flood warning basically for the rest of the year for 25 to 28 states, mostly middle and east and southern America. How much rain have we had so far this this year, and is that about normal for where we stand?
Yeah, we're actually below normal here along the coast, whereas interior southwest Alabama and western portions of the state, the rainfall totals are above normal. So far this year, we've had 11.11 inches of rain, which is almost 4 inches below normal. And this month, we're only looking at about a little more than an inch and a half. And right now, it doesn't look like we're going to get that much on Monday. So, so far, the month of March is shaping up rather dry here along the coast.
All right, good to hear. And it is a Friday. That means it's time to put a number on it. Time for the regionally famous weekend weather scale. Dr. Bill, I have a feeling this is going to be a good number. Please don't prove me wrong. What are we looking at?
It is a good number, and it looks really great for Saturday with sunny skies. And as I mentioned, on Sunday, we may see some clouds start to come in the afternoon, but we don't expect any rain until we get into Monday. So, with that all together, we've got a
1.9180. That is fantastic. Thank you for raising our spirits this morning, Dr. Bill.
It looks good for the weekend, and nice and dry, and those nice warm temperatures.
All right. We'll be checking in with you soon.
Okay.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your weekend weather forecast and scale. Of course, you can hear him twice an hour, every hour, right here on FM Talk 106.5, but a 1.9180.
Oh, my goodness.
Outstanding.
Has there ever been the history of ever that Dr. Bill has given an absolute perfect score?
Yes, there have been, if I remember correctly, there have been three or four 2.0s. The last came, I believe, last year. I don't think we've had a 2.0 in 2019 yet. But there have been several perfect scores, but 1.9180, that's about as close as you can get.
Wow. Dr. Bill finishing the week strong.
Those kinds of grades can get you into Harvard without your parents paying extra.
Let's not even go down that road because, oh my goodness, don't be a Becky.
Well, plenty to do this weekend with the Azalea Trail Run, the Festival of Flowers. I know they got the Cajun Cook-Off, the Big Rig Truck Series race tomorrow night. So plenty to get into, and weather, no excuse for you to not get out and have some fun. 7:39 now, more Mobile Mornings on the way. Let's check traffic on the way in with Kane.
From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any new accidents. Got one at Pleasant Valley and Mont Lamar in the final clearing stages. Looks good, but heavier traffic now from Airport, Spring Hill, and Dolphin in 65, and starting to pick up westbound I-10 coming in from the Eastern Shore. Have you started the new year on a wellness plan? How about eliminating some post-holiday stress by visiting the newly renovated spa at the Grand Hotel in Point Clear, a 20,000-square-foot European spa and fitness center. See them at Grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dolphin Street in Mobile.
741 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Reminder, every live local show that you hear right here on FM Talk 106.5 is uploaded to our podcast page, where you can find on FMTalk1065.com, or better yet, subscribe and have it, I don't know if it's hand-delivered, digitally delivered to your phone or computer. You can do iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and TuneIn also, where you're probably used to streaming us on TuneIn, but now you can search FM Talk 106.5 Podcasts and get the pods directly delivered. Also, if you go to our website for the podcast page, make sure you check out the three big things right now. Top of the stack, Trump orders colleges to back free speech or lose funding as an executive order that he signed yesterday. Also, here in Mobile, 16-year-old illegal immigrant charged in a deadly crash that happened yesterday, and unprecedented spring flooding possible. We spoke about that just a little bit with Dr. Bill Williams when he gave us that fabulous weekend weather scale score. But with all the major flooding that we've seen in the Midwest, they're saying that more rain on the way and melting snow could spell disaster in the coming months for a lot of communities, basically 25 states. And looked at the map, it was basically everywhere from Central Texas, cut the United States in half, Central Texas eastward. They're expecting flooding coming up over the next few months. So,
yeah. And if you don't think that it impacts you, if you're trying to purchase some sort of produce that comes from that section, you know, of our nation, and you notice the higher prices, that impacts you.
Yeah.
Not only do you care about, of course, our fellow neighbors, but that's going to impact your pocketbook when it comes to this weather. And it seems like it's wacky weather.
wacky weather. Mm-hmm. Now it's time to check the news headlines on this Friday morning. Here's Kelly Finley.
All right. This is an urgent request for your help. Our news partners over at WKRG just posted this. A Florida missing child alert has been issued for a 2-year-old little boy who could be traveling with a man. This headline coming from WFLA. A detective say 2-year-old Brody Zuniga was last seen on East Terry Street. This is in Bonita Springs, Florida. Last seen wearing a red shirt, green sweatpants, and white socks with blue tips. He has a noticeable underbite. He's got 2 chipped front teeth. Little Brody is 2 feet 6 inches tall. He weighs 35 pounds, has brown hair and brown eyes. Detectives in Florida say Brody may be traveling with Sergio Zuniga, who is 36 years old. They do not list what relation Sergio could be to this child. As for Sergio, he's described as 5 feet 10 inches tall, weighing 180 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. They may be traveling, and I know a lot of our listeners are driving to work right now. You're driving to your morning destination, so keep your eyes out for a 2005 dark blue Nissan Altima with a Florida license plate LBNV79. Again, this is a 2-year-old missing child from Florida, and he could be here in the state of Alabama, Mississippi, or still in Florida. We do not know, but the Lee County Sheriff's Office is pleading with you for your help. If you have information, call 239-477-1000 or just call 911, but that's so tough to read a headline like that. I'm just going to leave it there because I had other headlines. I'll save it for the next news hit. But, you know, we've got such a great community, Dalton, and people, you know, they go to work, they may take the day off, and you just never know. We have spring breakers in town. Somebody may know something to bring this child home safely. This is Kelly Findley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you very much, Kelly. 7:45 on FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. On the way, WKRG's news and sports news. We're in the midst of March Madness. Auburn barely escaped with a win yesterday. They'll play tomorrow night against Kansas. You can hear that game right here on FM Talk 106.5. Tip-off time set for right around 8:40 p.m. That can change with how long the games go ahead of them, but you can hear the game right here on FM Talk 106.5. The call from Rod Bramlett and Sonny Smith. We're coming back. More Mobile Mornings on the way. This is FM Talk 106.5.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the 7 locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A judge will decide today whether an illegal immigrant charged with vehicular homicide should be granted a bond. Domingo Marcus Diego is 16 years old. Investigators say he was driving on Highway 98 Monday morning when he crashed head-on into Sonia Jones. Diego tried to run from the scene, according to police, but collapsed and was arrested. Jones was a beloved teacher at Living Word Christian Center at Kingdom Academy.
It was just really devastating. It was shocking.
Two Northwest Florida lawmakers will unveil a new specialty license plate honoring the Navy's Blue Angels. The plate will need legislative approval before it's offered to Florida drivers. An announcement is scheduled for 11 this morning at the National Museum of Naval Aviation. It appears Alabama's Avery Johnson has coached his last game at the school. AL.com reports the two sides are negotiating a buyout that would end Johnson's tenure in Tuscaloosa. Wednesday, the Crimson Tide lost to Norfolk State at home in the first round of the NIT. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG.
At Hardee's, we change deals forever. Deals used to be a way to get rid of the unpopular stuff. Well, Hardee's thinks deals should sell the best stuff for $2.49, which is why this Hardee value serves up a juicy charbroiled bacon double cheeseburger, our hot ham and cheese, or hand-breaded chicken in our Southern-style tender sandwich, each for only $2.49. One day, historians will look back on this Hardee value as a turning point for deal variety and quality. Historians like to make a big deal out of big deals. Hardee's because it tastes better.
Offer available for a limited time after regular breakfast hours at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
Upsets on the first day of March Madness. Avery Johnson out at Alabama, and Ichiro says goodbye. At 7:47 on FM Talk 106.5, I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. March Madness officially began yesterday with all four SEC teams that took the court winning their first round games. Auburn escaped a round one upset from 12 seed New Mexico State, with the Tigers winning 78-77 to move into the second round. Down by 2 points, New Mexico State missed a three-pointer with 1 second remaining, but Auburn's Bryce Brown was called for a foul. The Aggies' Terrell Brown only made one of the three free-throw attempts, but the ball went out of bounds off of Auburn. So with one more second left, New Mexico State missed another three-pointer, and Auburn escaped with the win. They'll move into the round of 32 and take on the Kansas Jayhawks tomorrow night after Kansas crushed number 13 seed Northeastern 87-53. In the other first-round SEC games, number 3 seed LSU survived a late rally from number 14 seed Yale. The Tigers won 79-74. 10th-seeded Florida beat 7th-seeded Nevada 70-61, and number 2-seed Kentucky easily beat 15th-seed Abilene Christian 79-44. And a couple other notable games from yesterday, 12th-seeded Murray State crushed number 5-seed Marquette 83-64. Top 5 NBA draft prospect Ja Morant had a triple-double with 17 points, 16 assists, and 11 rebounds. And former Fairhope Pirate Tevin Brown hit 5 three-pointers and led the Racers with 19 points. Richard Pitino's 10th-seeded Minnesota upset his father's former team, number 7-seed Louisville 86-76, and number 4-seed Florida State beat number 13-seed Vermont 76-69. Today, the action gets started at 11:15 this morning when number 7-seed Cincinnati plays 10-seed Iowa. Three SEC teams will be in action. Number 8 seed Ole Miss takes on 9 seed Oklahoma at 11:40 this morning. Rebels are favored by 1 point. Number 2 seed Tennessee will play 15 seed Colgate at 1:45 this afternoon. The Vols are favored by 17.5. And number 5 seed Mississippi State will play number 12 seed Liberty at 6:30 tonight. The Bulldogs are favored by 6.5 points. Avery Johnson is out at Alabama. AL.com reported last night that the Tide men's basketball coach and the university are negotiating a buyout for Johnson's contract and will be parting ways. Alabama's season ended with an 18-16 record on Wednesday in a first-round NIT tournament loss to Norfolk State. Johnson has a 75-62 record and one NCAA tournament appearance in his 4 seasons with the Tide. In baseball news, the Oakland Athletics and Seattle Mariners started the MLB regular season with a 2-game series in Tokyo, Japan. Seattle won both games, and yesterday, Mariners outfielder Ichiro Suzuki played in the 2,653rd and final game of his MLB career. He's calling it quits. He was pulled in the 8th inning and left the field for the final time to a lengthy standing ovation from fans and from teammates, all while playing his final game in his home country. 10 minutes to late now. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast will expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cool, lows in the mid-40s. Then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, we've got the delays westbound I-10 right where the Bayway and the Causeway meet, heading into downtown. Also, Hillcrest, Crelot, Airport, Spring Hill, Moffitt, and University, seeing heavier pockets of traffic, and of course those school zones. Watch your speed, back it down to 20 miles an hour. From this day forward, imagine affordable elegance with Four Diamond Luxury. Let the Battle House Hotel turn your dream wedding into reality. Their team of certified wedding planners can organize every detail of your special day. Call 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 753. What's cooking with Alec Naiman coming up in just a couple minutes. Right now it's time to check the news headlines with Kelly Finley.
All right, here's your winning headline. We're going to win $625 million this weekend. Well, if you play the Powerball.
One person might.
Yeah, we were talking about it. We might have to do a little office pool here. If you'd like to enter the weekend on a winning note, you may have to play the Powerball. Right now it's $625 million, that is. But you know how it goes when more people purchase tickets. That drawing goes up. So the cash option, if you're interested in winning, only if you want to win for Saturday's drawing, $380.6 million.
Wow.
I'm in.
I could do something with $386 million cash.
Well, now that you're a new father, you know where that money's going to go.
Yeah, college funds.
Hey, Izzy, right? Okay. And speaking of winning, let me tell you, last night I was privileged to attend an event that you brought me into, talking about Ronald McDonald House. And so we had the Little Black Dress coming up next week, and I got to meet our Ronald McDonald family.
Awesome.
Yeah. Dana, I mean, you know how you meet people and they're life-changing?
Mm-hmm.
This mama right right here. She's beautiful on the outside, beautiful on the inside. She has quite a story. And you get to hear that if you attend the Little Black Dresses next week. Tickets are available. And Dalton, I ask you to share from your standpoint, because you've walked the runway. Your wife has
walked the runway. Yes.
And what it means for our local families when it comes to an event like something like this.
Oh, well, it's first off, it's for a great cause.
Yep.
And second off, it's a whole lot of fun.
There you go.
For me, it's a lot more fun attending, but for a lot of people out there, it's more fun to get out there and get on the runway. And they've always got, of course, beautiful women, beautiful local women to get out there.
They're called McModels.
Beautiful local McModels. Much more beautiful than me when I walked the runway. But, I mean, it's a fun event, and it's all for a great cause.
That's right.
I'm sure you can still get tickets right now for the event next week.
Yep, it's March 28th, and according to the press release, the Ronald Donald House can accommodate up to 38 families a night, with families staying for days, weeks, sometimes months at a time, while their children receive care. Our Ronald McDonald family rooms are located inside USA Children's and Women's Hospital, and they provide places of peaceful respite just steps away from the child's bedside. So yeah, next week, LBD, Little Black Dress, and I get to serve as the MC. But again, I mean, Mary and the team over there, what they do for families, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those deals where you don't want to know about it because you're going through something, but you're blessed to know about it if you are going through something. So check that out. We will post information on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And Dana Ever, the wonderful mama, she's working out right now. She's listening to us right now on FM Talk 106.5. So good morning. Thank you for being such a brilliant breath of fresh air and being mama to her little guy, who we're going to recognize. They're going to come on stage next week.
Great. That's great stuff.
Yes. Yes. She calls her son her wild man. He was a preemie born at 1 pound, 9 ounces. There you have it. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
And of course, there's the most beautiful model of them all, Ronald McDonald.
Oh my goodness. When you see him, you think like, oh, it's a french fries.
Yeah, there you go. It is a Friday, and it's time to get out and grill something on this spring weekend, and that's why we head over to Naaman's Catering and talk with Alec Naaman for What's Cooking. Hey, Alec.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
So Dr. Bill gave us a just awesome weekend weather scale score. He says it's going to be a fantastic weekend. That means it's time to get out and throw something on the grill.
Well, you know what? I have to say I agree with Dr. Bill, because it's beautiful. I'm out here at the festival flowers already this morning. We've been set up all week long. I opened up yesterday and got a great weekend out here. Beautiful weather. So come out and join me at the festival flowers. I'll tell you what else. I'm gonna be at the Little Black Dress next week. They asked me to do the runway thing, but I don't have a black dress.
Oh, we can hook you up. We can hook you up.
Well, they told me they want me to go get fitted. And I said, listen, they don't make dresses for someone like me.
I believe they do, Alec. Yeah, we can find you a dress.
We can find him a kilt.
A kilt. There
wait
we go.
Wait a minute. Y'all start with trouble. I know Sean ain't there, so we'll put that mimosa down.
back to the recipe at hand.
All right. Here's what we're going to do, man. I think it's good enough weather to grill out this weekend.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you to go out and get you some steaks, you know, like sirloin steaks or ribeyes or something you can toss on the grill, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I make this little blackberry glaze. I saw some beautiful blackberries at the grocery store the other day. I'm thinking, man, blackberry glaze would be really, really nice. And I just take some red wine vinegar and I get me a jar of that blackberry jam, and I get me some fresh blue blackberries, and take a little soy sauce and put a little bit of Creole seasoning, and then I'll let that come to a little simmer, a little boil, let it reduce down, you know. And then I go salt and pepper my steaks and put them with garlic. I like a lot of garlic, you know. And I throw them on the grill and I cook them for a couple of minutes on each side. You know, they still kind of moving. I like them kind of rare, you know, and that kind of stuff. And anyhow, then I just put a little bit of that savory blackberry glaze right over the top of the steak. We eat, man, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Man, that sounds fantastic. Really good. If somebody, for some reason, I don't know, doesn't have a grill or doesn't want to get outside, they can get you to cook for them.
Man, I tell you, I don't mind doing that at all. Matter of fact, it makes me happy. You know, we got a great team of people that make me look good, and they just always behind the scenes, and I just got to throw my phone today and tell them how proud I am and how grateful I am for them. But call me, 473-3900. Look me up on the web at NaamansCatering.com. Give me a like on Facebook. I like all that kind of stuff. And come join me out here at the Festival Flowers this weekend. It's beautiful, and I got the little cafe. So come on out here and get you a cucumber or something, okay? Or a tomato. All right? Actually, I'm going to have sandwiches and salads and all that kind of good stuff. Okay?
That's some good stuff. We appreciate it, Alex. See you out at the festival.
Man, y'all have a great weekend. And listen, I like Auburn Tigers to make it a Sweet 16, okay?
Ooh.
I just wanted you to know that.
All right, Alex, with the prediction there,
right,
saying the Auburn Tigers are going to make it. Hey, I've got a prediction coming
back
for hour three of Mobile Mornings right here on FM Talk 106.5.